transmission.
All right, woohoo! It is 1930 UTC, the time at which the Dubious Goals Committee always begins. My name is Tobe. I have just gotten out of my car because it's a beautiful day. And when I say it's a beautiful day, I mean to say that it is overcast, it is drizzling, raining on me just a little bit. But here we are, outdoors. Where are we? We are at Heron Haven, of course. First time we've been to Heron Haven in a month, and it's awesome. Oh yeah. It's about 76 degrees Fahrenheit. That's about 24 degrees for all you civilized people. And just 60 seconds ago, I saw three turkeys. There was three turkeys standing by the side of the road right up the street here from Heron Haven. And so we're going to see if we can find any more dudes today. I think I can see some interesting fungal growth on that log over there, but nothing that we need to... Oh, damn it. I just realized I left my camera at home. Oh, well. So here I am, heading into the forest. We're going to find us some dudes today. So it's a little bit cooler. There's a little breeze. But it is very, very humid. And so, who knows? I might die. I might go into anaphylactic shock anyway. But I don't care. Because if there's any place I would love to die, it would be Heron Haven. I just hope somebody finds my equipment and, you know, mixes down the show and then airs it for you to hear. I'm having an interesting day. I had a good morning. I woke up, ate my waffles for breakfast, came back down. The cat was chasing something around. Pippa found a cricket. Oh, that's a good baby. Doing their kitty job, finding the bugs. Crickets are Pippa's favorite because they hop. You know, she'll sit there and look at them. They won't do anything, and then she'll sort of pat at them, and that'll make them jump, and then she'll go, wow! And she goes chasing after them. She loves crickets. The other great thing is that my friend Brian has sent me a bunch of photos, about 24 photographs. And these are all old photographs from our life. I saw one. Geez, we must have only been about 10 or 11 years old. I don't know. Maybe I will share some of those with you once I get them all downloaded and stuff and unzipped and etc., etc. So here I am now walking out the cut. But before we go out the cut, I want to step over here. Is this loose dirt? Has somebody been digging over here? No. Just my imagination. There were no cars in the parking lot, so I don't suspect anybody will be here. What's that? What's that sound? Is that just birds? Hey. Oh my goodness. What's out here? Oh, look who's out here. Oh my God, this is hilarious. So here I am, standing in the cut, looking over the Mulhouse property, and there are at least 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17. I can't see them all because they're on the dip. What are they? Turkeys. Man, this is the most amount of turkeys I've ever seen here in here today, up until this point. Ever. There's almost 20 turkeys over there. There's three of them looking at me, so I'm going to wave. Hi, turkeys! Hi, Zerks! Oh my God, that's hilarious. That's the most turkeys I've ever seen at Heron Haven. There's 17 out there at least. Some of them are hidden by... They're in the depression. I can't quite see them. That means I've seen 20 turkeys so far today, and I haven't been awake for an hour. Well, strike that. I've been awake now for about an hour and 5 minutes. Wow. Okay, so I'm walking back through the cut, and we're going to head out onto the boardwalk and see what else we can find. Anyway, about these photos that Brian sent me, there's some good ones. There's some from like his 11th birthday party, and there's some from when we were in high school and slightly after that. And there's pictures of us and our gang. Oh, look at all these duckies in here. As I walk around the sub pond, there's a boatload of ducks back here. There's 6, 8, there's a dozen. My God, there's like 2 dozen ducks back here. Anyway, I will be sharing some of these photos if you want to see, you know, our hero as a young man. Some of these photos are absolutely great, / hilarious. So, yeah. All right, so I'm on the boardwalk, walking out to the water. Gonna slow my roll here a little bit as we come into view of stuff. So who's out here today? A couple of big frogs and some fishies, and they planted some plants right here. The Arrowhead water plant. There's a bunch of them, and they're growing big. As I look out and around, not seeing anything immediately, but over there by the weir, there is some new wooden construction. Something has been built. I cannot tell what it is. It is a weird looking thing. I would take a picture, but I did not bring my camera. It looks like a billboard, but it's not facing the street or anything, and so this looks like it's kind of not finished. What the hell is it? It's going to be some other thing. Oh, and I just saw one of those turkeys. Oh, there's another one. The turkeys that I saw through the cut are now jumping up onto, or they're trying to jump up onto some of the Mulhall's greenhouse frames. Up in the corner of their property, they've got a bunch of greenhouse frames just up against sort of the trees. And they spread these out and cover them in plastic over the winter. But now the turkeys are jumping up onto them. There's now 4 turkeys on there, 5. There's another one trying to get up. Hop up there. I can see, and they're about 80 meters away. Turning back around, I'm halfway down the boardwalk. And I'm scanning the reeds. There's a duck over there. I thought I saw a blue heron when I first got over here, but where is he? Did he fly away? Or is he just hiding really well in the, against the reeds? I don't see him. He must have moved. Well, I did see a blue heron, but now I don't know where he is. Where did my blue heron go? Is that him way, way, way over there against the... I can't tell. I'm still looking. There's the occasional duck hanging around out here. And I do not see that blue heron. Where did he go? I think it was that little guy. That little guy that we saw the last time we were out here. Last time we were out here, we saw 3 blue herons. All right, so I'm turning around. I'm walking back. I'm getting rained on pretty good out here. But it's not entirely unpleasant. I like it. I like to be rained on. All right. back at the halfway point. Yeah, those turkeys are just sort of perching over there. I can't see any of the other ones, just the ones that have jumped up high enough. Yeah, there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 8 of them now on the highest parts of the arches. There's a couple down lower. Turkey Day. It's Turkey Day at Heron Haven. Alright, so I'm getting close to the end of the boardwalk here. Checking the reeds, checking the reed line. I can see other frogs. There's fish darting around. But I don't see anything too significant. And so now we're stepping off the boardwalk. And we're kind of back into the forest now. Sort of. Oh boy. I'm so glad I got to go outside. We haven't been outside in so long. Because it's been so unbelievably hot. And it's just gonna get worse. So I appreciate being able to be out here. And I hope you all my listeners, look at all these duckies back here. I'm at the sub pond, there's lots of ducks. I'm glad everybody is also enjoying Dubious Goals Committee at Heron Haven. Because we haven't had one of these in a while. No, we haven't. And I promise you that we'll get back to our regular programming tomorrow and the next day. Get back to learning how to play guitar. I took a picture of my guitar and I sent it to my brother, who also likes guitars. And he's like, "What are you doing with the guitar? You don't know how to play the guitar?" And you know, my response to that is, of course, and that was joking, you know, he was not being malicious or anything. But you know how it is. If it's a musical instrument, I'll try to figure out how to play it. All right, and as I cross the land bridge here and look into the billabong, it's all covered in duckweed, and there's one ducky back there. One little ducky. He's having a snack. Nom, nom, nom. All right. Had to take my car into the shop today because I popped another code. My check engine light came on and my tire was bad. For the last, you know, couple of weeks, I've been having to refill my tire full of air every couple of days. But when was it? Yesterday or the night before? My check engine light went off, but I took the car to the shop anyway. They checked it out, couldn't find anything, of course. And then looked at the tire, and there was nothing wrong with the tire. So they took it off the rim, reseated it, and resealed it. And they did it all for free. Yay, yay, free. Because I bought, you know, those tires from them. And they're good tires, Michelins. All right, I'm in the wall blind. And I'm overlooking the back of the billabong. And there's nothing going on back there. I see a butterfly. It might be a monarch. It might be a viceroy. I'm not sure. But I do not see any dudes back here. So I thought I wasn't going to have a car today. But I was super glad that everything got taken care of and that I could now drive to Heron Haven, and everything is so great. Oh, what was that? Something's on the ground here. Oh, it's froggies. Hello, you froggies. I don't mean to scare you. Froggies on the path. Whoa, I didn't even see that guy until he jumped. He spooked me. Yeah, there's another one in here. What are all these damn frogs doing up here? All these frogs are up here on the path. As I walk around, you know, Turtle Bay here. And look, is that one up there? Yep, that was one too. Hey, zing, and they jump towards the water. What are all these frogs doing up on land? Aha, it is raining. They do come up on shore when it rains. I do not know why that is. If I had to guess, lightning? Do they know to get out of the water when it rains? Because they're afraid of being struck by lightning? Could be. I don't know. It's just a theory. I'm not a frog guy. I'm not a doctor of frogs. Okay, this is weird. Here's a log. And this log looks like it has yellow chalk all over it. There's yellow powder coating on this log. And this just says fungus to me. Fungus, fungus. Huh. Very interesting. Speaking of fungus, was it last night or the day before I tried to check out Curiosity Stream? Because I know that they have a movie that I want to see. It's not a movie, it's a documentary. Curiosity Stream is a streaming service that comes free with my Sony TV. You might also have it. But there's this documentary, it's a 1-hour documentary called The Kingdom. And it is about fungus. It is about mushrooms. And I've been wanting to see it because I've seen clips of it. I've seen, you know, highlights and a trailer for it. And they've got some amazing time-lapse photography of mushrooms and stuff growing. So I've been wanting to see this, but in order for me to watch it... Wait, what's that up there? Nothing. In order for me to watch it, I have to start an account somewhere and log in and do some stuff that I haven't bothered to get around to doing yet. Because I'm so lazy and I don't know if I want to go through this just to watch one thing, but it does look very cool. It's called The Kingdom. Oh wow, here's some orange mat caprinus with some little pins sticking out. So we got some good fungus growing around in here. So yeah, if you want to see some cool mushroom footage, look for a documentary called The Kingdom. I haven't actually seen it yet, but I have every intention of doing so. Hey, is that fresh dirt? Has somebody been digging over there? Can't tell. All right. So here I am now at the bridge that overlooks the turtle reproduction pond. There's 4 ducks on that log back there. There's a couple, yeah, there's another half a dozen ducks swimming around. There's a couple ducks over there. It's a very ducky and turkey day today. Is that a turtle over there? Maybe a turtle out there over on that bank, but I can't really tell. Too far away. Dun 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 dun. Okay. Oh, plus last night I saw, oh, maybe 20 minutes of a Rolling Stones documentary. Saw Keith Richards in his pirate costume for the movie. And I started thinking more about Keithy and maybe I should tune my guitar to open G and learn all those cool Keith Richards riffs. And then I would be just as cool as Keithy. Or perhaps not. Alright, so I'm working my way down to... Hey, what was that? Something moved to my left. Maybe just a bird. working my way down to the big blind here. Dedicated in honor of Al J. Werthman, Master of Photography. Stepping into the big blind. Okay, there's one of our blue herons off to my left. Over just on the other side of the delta. He's sitting on a branch of a log that's sticking up out of the water and he's facing away from me. He's fishing. He's looking for yummy fishies. What else is going on out here? Okay. That heron. Who is that? It might be Black Cap Chappie. He can see me now. He heard me and he's looking back at me. I don't want to stick my head out of the blind, otherwise he might spook. As I scan the rim of the pond, I'm looking for other herons. I don't see any immediately. Is there something over there? No, I don't think so. Is there something over there? Hard to tell. I'm kind of looking up into the trees, too. It's hard to see blue herons in the trees unless they're really sticking out. Like, see? Like, right there. Right there. What's that up there in that tree? It's not moving. Yeah, now it's moving. I think that's another blue heron. Yeah. I'm fairly confident. I'm going to go ahead and say there's another blue heron over there up in that tree. Oh, look at him. He's so nice. And that guy over there, he has now turned back around, so I'm going to stick my head out of the blind here. I can't see anything happening up close here. Nothing going on. So now I'm still scanning more trees. Scan, 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 looking for more herons. And nothing's immediately jumping out at me. So we got this one guy over there fishing. Oh, there's a couple of other ducks over there too by that blue heron. And we got one blue heron up in the tree. So what's that over there? Is that just dead leaves? There's something at least 100 meters out that I can't tell what it is. I think it's just like dead leaves hanging near the water by some logs. But it kind of looks like something. But not anything I can identify. And I gotta tell you something else. Standing still right now is not a good idea. Because I am kind of hot. I am kind of sweaty. The humidity is outrageous. And so standing still, I'm not getting any apparent wind. And it's hot. So, yeah, I gotta keep moving. I'm gonna grab this stick here, use it as a web stick. Why? Because we're gonna take the loop path. I'm heading up the loop to see if there's any dudes up here and or interesting fungus. It hasn't been raining much. The path here is dry. So, you know, not really expecting to find much in the way of fungus. But we gotta check. Just in case, gotta check for scarlet cups up here. And I'm remembering, was it last week? I think last week we had a decent rain. And it rained hard enough that I couldn't go outside or anything. So maybe, somehow I still got web face, got web in my nose. Maybe there's some orange cups up, or yeah, scarlet cups up here. Okay. I'm in the area where we find them normally. But I'm not seeing anything of that nature. No Xylaria, no scarlet cups. Nothing very interesting up here. So I shall continue walking. Walk, walk, walk. Walk, 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 walk and roll high school. And as we come to the top of the loop path here at the top of the hill, oh look, here's some purple coneflower, also known as echinacea. Look at all this echinacea. It's lovely. Everybody loves echinacea. Oh, you know what I haven't seen this year? Haven't seen any Hemaris thisbe. Although we don't see a lot of that. And I don't know what conditions need to be. But Hemaris thisbe does love those purple coneflowers, the echinacea. I'm also wondering if we've got any praying mantises yet. You normally, by this time of year, this is when we start to see them. the middle of August, sometimes a little bit earlier, sometimes a little bit later. All right, here we are back to the normal path. I can put the stick down and we can start heading back out. Maybe we'll check for some praying mantises by the building. As I cross over the bridge by the turtle reproduction pond, I can see all those ducks hanging around out there. And that's nice. So it's been a very bird day. An unusual birdie day. I saw 3 turkeys on the way here. Then we saw those 17 turkeys on the Mulhalls property. For a total of 20 turkeys. That's a lot of turkeys. I don't usually see that many in a day. Unless I'm traveling, you know, out in the country. Remember, kids, we're in the middle of a pretty big city here. And yes, there are just turkeys right here in the middle of town. Along with blue herons, lots of ducks, and all kinds of other dudes that we just, you know, aren't really running into today. And that's cool too. We likes to see our dudes. Oh, look back there. Look what's right back there. Ha ha ha. It's not a dude. It is a plant. It is a certain type of plant. A certain type of plant that is worth money, but I cannot harvest it because, you know, Heron Haven is a protected area. It is a nature preserve. But there's a plant right back in there that is worth some money. And I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, oh, it must be the marijuana. No, it is not. It is something else that I'm not going to say what it is in case there's any locals listening. Because I don't want anybody to know that that's there. Otherwise, they might come out here and try to harvest it and tear stuff up. And they might hassle some of my dudes. And we're not going to put up with anybody hassling my dudes. All right, we still got to... Still got about a minute or so left here. I'm back at the crossroads. I'm going to walk out the cut. We're going to see what those turkeys are doing. Let's go see what those turkeys are lurking about. Turkeys. Lurking in the zirkin. Dun, 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 dun. What's my turkeys doing? Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Right here. 10, 25 meters away, there's a marmot. Oh, he saw me. He was standing up. And there goes the mati. He's running away. Look at that. Yeah, and he's standing back up. There's a mati. Hi, mati. And there's a bun over here. And those turkeys have come down from the greenhouse frames. And they're looking like they're going over towards the weir. But there's the mati. Hi, mati. Oh, he's running again. Dun, dun, dun. And now he's in the forest. He went to his hole. And look at that bun. That bun's not afraid of me. He's closer. He's only 15 meters away. He's eating some yummy grass. So we have brave bun, a whole boatload of turkeys back there, and a very chickeny marmot. Glad we got to see a marmot at the last minute, because we do love marmots here on the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every single day at 1930 UTC right here on Anon Radio. My name's Tobe. The wind is coming up. And I gotta go. Oh, geez. Gotta get into some cover. Is it gonna be a storm?
This is the end of the line for me. The end of